Welcome to Daybreak Devotionals. This is Pam Kumpy in East Texas. Today, we're talking about two brothers, a blanket, and a crippled woman. Brandon was only 4, and when I asked his older brother Marty, 16 at the time, to babysit, I thought I was brilliant. I'd save money and the boys would bond. Life would be grand. Or not. Hey, it sounded like a good idea until the phone kept ringing at my office. Each time I heard this tiny voice, "Mom, Mom, Marty's picking on me. He won't let me watch TV. Mom, Marty won't let me eat any more cereal. Mom, he told me I couldn't go outside." I wondered if the next call might send me over the edge, and I really considered auctioning off both the boys. But the going rate for teens and toddlers was way down. Minutes later, I found myself instructing Brandon to put his brother on the phone, and I promptly gave my "you're the older brother, so act like it" speech. I hung up and waited, and at first, I thought they'd settled their differences. Then I heard my name paged on the intercom. "Hello, this is Pam." I heard sobs, big, weeping gasps. The breathless sounds echoed in my ear. "Brandon, Brandon, is that you? Calm down, talk to me. Tell me what's wrong." Finally, after waves of broken phrases and sobs and long pauses, Brandon whined, "Marty tied me up and left me on the floor between the bed and the wall. I was stuck, couldn't get up, and then he left the house." "What do you mean, he tied you up?"
"Marty rolled me up in a blanket and tied his belt around me, and he tossed me next to the wall by the bed, and I couldn't get out. I was stuck there forever," he cried.
"Are you okay?"
"Yes."
"Then go get your brother." Yes, Marty had tied up his little brother in a blanket, and he'd walked across the street to a neighbor's house. No, it wasn't forever, but maybe 15 minutes. Still, if you're tied up, 1 minute is too long. In our family, the blanket caper has gone down as an historical event. Marty never babysat again, and Brandon never liked blankets after that day either. Fortunately, no one has been tied up in a blanket again. So, what has you tied up? Anything come to mind? Has life got you stuck between the bedpost and the wall? Are you unable to move? If so, this story is for you. For you see, when God works a miracle, he stamps his historical touch on your life, and you're never the same again. During our lifetime, many infirmities will come our way. Some are physical, others emotional, and yes, spiritual situations may even cripple our walk with God, almost to the point that we feel as if we're rolled up in a blanket and stuck on the floor. But God longs to help you up. He's as near as your next thought or whisper, and he longs to unravel your pain. We see this in the story with a crippled woman and Jesus in the book of Luke, that when the compassionate king heals this woman. At the synagogue, Jesus takes liberty, displays his compassion, and liberates her on the Sabbath. When Jesus saw her, he said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." Luke 13:12. Imagine serving God for all those years, and in one moment, with one touch, Jesus makes you whole. No matter what comes our way, no matter how long life ties us up, we can find comfort by snuggling in God's arms. On days when we're hurting or lonely, we can trust Jesus to comfort us when we allow him to cradle us with his love. And rest assured, when God wraps you in his blanket of love, you'll never find yourself stuck on the floor by the wall. This is Pam Kumpy with Daybreak Devotionals. And check out my new book in mid-November 2008, See You in the Funny Papers, A Bit of Good News. Stories to make you smile and permission to have fun. And if you've liked chicken soup books, this is a book similar, only East Texas style. So check it out, PamCumpy.com. That's www.PamCumpy.com. PamKumpe.com. And be careful and watch out for those blankets. God bless you.